Hey, look.
What?
Limo's across the street, by the church.
Oh, cool, a wedding. Maybe we'll see some dum-dums. Or not, entertaining either way.
Now, let's sit there on the steps, we can watch.
No, move over to the left by the cornerstone.
Oh, uh-huh, sure.
This library built by Andrew Carnegie. 100 years and nothing controversial yet. Perfect. Come on, come on. When are the church doors gonna open?
So, you wanna go to the prom?
Why? Like, I thought the chess club is gonna hang out on GeekWeb. It's gonna be a worldwide hookup of dateless losers. Now that's my idea of a good time.
Well, I just think I ought to be there. At the prom.
Come on, let's get this show moving. Let's see some time travelers. Let's see some dum-dums. So I'm Igar.
What do you mean?
Why not Net Girl?
She's too popular.
True, she's only a junior and already has 5 electronic boyfriends. She also weighs 300 pounds. But a hell of a website.
Besides, you clean up nice. Remember Halloween? You were hot on Halloween. I thought...
Wait, hold it! Action in the church. People opening doors, spilling outside. Anything to report from your post in the Valley of the Library? Over.
Shh. I see the happy couple emerging. Everybody's loaded with rice. Everybody's looking around. They're waiting. They're waiting.
Music. And that's the question on everyone's lips. Would they be there? Would the happy couple, a quarter century older, time travel back to re-experience this day of joy? I'm sure all of you out there will join all of us at this great event by crossing your fingers.
Because if they don't show, it means they're either dead or divorced or dirt poor.
Talk about killing the festivities by your absence.
Yeah.
Any bets?
Loser buys a T-Bell? I say they'll come.
I hear it.
There, the glow by the Honda.
A middle-aged duo is clicking into focus. Yes, and they're waving at the newlyweds. We're holding our breath as... Yes, the newlyweds are waving back.
Yeah!
All right, let's hear it for lasting marital bliss. How's the time for the old folks' car?
Their 30 seconds are up.
Poof, and there they go. Wait, and what's this?
The kids. 5. All right.
Hot damn. More life-affirming than a whole week of Nick at Night. Yeehaw!
So, will you?
On Halloween, I was a vampire in black velvet and red satin.
Works for me.
Done. Shake. To Taco Bell.
But it is important.
Hey, take it easy, Gar. You gotta breathe.
I'm hungry.
Sure, when I'm treating.
So you know how the lights go weird right before the Traveler show?
You mean the dum-dums.
Do you have to keep calling them dum-dums?
Come on, Gar. They called them phantoms till the scientists figured them out.
Well, at least the media calls them time tourists.
Yeah. And they also call them nostalgianauts. To me, they're still fan-dums. Accent on the dumb. Just dum-dums, that's all.
Yeah, but they got...
I mean, what a phenomenally stupid invention. Time travel that only takes you 25 years into the past.
Yeah, but...
It lasts half a minute. And you're insubstantial, too. It makes a quest for rubber beverage containers look intelligent. Eyelash massagers, trampoline deodorizers, computer ventriloquists.
But it is important. Don't you understand? It means time is quantized. Well, so what if the first level is trivial? Maybe you can visit deeper and longer levels.
Then we'd have boring visitors from the far future, not just dum-dums with anniversaries and reunions.
Well, maybe guys from further out dressed so they won't scare us or give anything away. Or the future scientists could be viewing Australopithecines or trilobites or the big asteroid crash. But it means we understand time. Unified theory of everything.
Oh, come on, Gar. You've got too much invested in this time travel thing. You sound like you're the one who's going to invent it.
Well, and why not?
Hey, it's okay with me. You'll need something to keep you busy next fall. Like when you're at MIT and don't have your geeky pals from the chess club to keep you real.
Hey, Dorks,
Oh, great. Apparently we've attracted classmates of the Neanderthal persuasion.
Drowning your sorrows because you don't have prom dates?
No, we're drowning our sorrows because it's lonely being the only ones in town with active synaptic potential.
What?
Oh, big words. I'm so scared. Give me a couple of those packets.
Yeah.
I think, little lady, you need some hot sauce on your taco. How's that?
Excuse me, Moronicus Gigantus. Please give me the rest of those packets.
Sure.
Observe. Our hot sauce packets have notched tops for easy opening. Simply squeeze out the sauce and spread evenly on your taco. So good for those after-school snacks. Mmm. Want some?
Ugh. You're crazy.
I can't believe it. They're scared of food that's spicy.
Spicy has two syllables. They can't pronounce it. They don't like it.
Oh, man. Let me out of here. Go play chess with yourselves, you dorks.
We don't play chess. We call it the chess club to scare away stupid people. See? It works. So, Gar, back to the problem at hand. Why are you set on the senior prom? It's not like you've ever been to a game or bought a yearbook or anything.
Last week, something weird happened. I was in my room, you know, thinking about time and how the lights before the nostalgia knots come are kind of like when I put my metal rim pinky in the brain mug in the microwave, and my jaw was hanging open really stupid. And I realized there was someone else in my room, a time traveler.
A dum-dum?
Yeah, nostalgia knot, time traveler, dum-dum, whatever.
Wrong address?
Uh-uh. He was looking at me and smiling. Ugh.
Yeah, our crowd isn't used to real smiles. So who was it? Why was he there?
I don't know. I didn't recognize him.
This is most definitely weird. Maybe you were about to be murdered.
Yeah, of course, that's it. And now I'm dead.
Well, I can't help it if that's the only stupid non-nostalgia use for time travel.
It's not stupid. They use it to check out unsolved crimes.
Oh, come on. Deterrent value is zero. I mean, if a detective dum-dum shows up while I'm busy ventilating a little old lady with an ice pick, I won't say, "Whoa, I'm caught." I'll say, "Cool, I got away with it for 25 years.
Yeah, but it...
Which you must admit to your average criminal and your average teenager is, like, forever.
Well, I think...
Okay, let's go with the moment in your bedroom as your grand flash of revelation. Kekulé and the snake. Newton and the fig.
But you think that's what the nostalgia knot was doing there?
What's important is, are you going to remember your old friends when you've got a Nobel Prize in every room?
Hey... The air is fluorescing.
There. A dum-dum at the next table.
She's staring at us.
Correction, she's staring at you. So, who's your new friend?
I don't know.
Doesn't look like a gun-toting crazy. I mean, she sort of looks starstruck. Wow, maybe I should save the hot sauce wrappers. They may be worth something someday.
This is Gar. I'm not in. You know what to do.
I'm sorry, Gar, really. I was kind of malevolent and malicious to you about the dum-dums and the time travel thing, but I wasn't going to let your ego get any bigger, that's all. So your IQ is bigger than the gross national product of Chechnya. You're still a dateless nerd, a laughingstock, a loser whose best friends are so socially inept they can really only talk to you via modem. And of course, me. The rebel without a Santa Claus. The girl for whom the guidance counselors have made up a stamp that says bad attitude. I guess I take back calling you a dateless nerd. But just the dateless part, that's all. Because if you're going to the stupid prom with me, then you're not... How come you want to go with me?
For
please choose a delivery status for your message. To cancel message, press 1. To save, message canceled.
Hey, Mom? Mom, you in the kitchen? Hey, Mom, can I go to the prom tomorrow night?
And again, it hammers.
And you can get these genuine Partridge Family vinyl souvenirs if you call in the next 5 minutes.
Makes you proud to be an American.
The prom?
Whoa, don't sneak up on me like that. And don't touch me with flour on your hands.
The prom?
The prom, yeah. It's not like Lassie just came home. You don't have to cry or anything. I mean, can I go? I know I'm grounded.
Well, in this case...
I only called the principal a neo-totalitarian babatoid.
Yes, but you
didn't get expelled, did I? They explained it to him, and it wasn't bad enough to expel.
No, it's okay. You're not grounded anymore. Oh, this is different. We'll run out right now and get your hair done and get you a dress.
Hey, it's just Gar, and I'll wear my black dress, the one from Halloween.
Oh.
So, can I go?
Go. Do what you want. Remember, there are only 72 family shaming days before you go away to college.
Thanks, Mom. When you make a joke like that, I almost believe we're related.
Do you know what I hope? I hope you show up at the prom. Your future self, I mean. And I hope you tell yourself what a mess you're going to make of your life. I hope to God you straighten out. I just hope to God you straighten out.
Thanks, Mom. Mom?
This is Gar. I'm not in. You know what to do.
Gar? I asked my mom. It's okay. Kind of. You know, her face sort of fell. I almost felt bad. I didn't realize the way the word prom would hit her. Her stimulus response. For one microsecond, I was like a normal daughter. Like I wanted the normal world. You know, dresses and boys and family. Not a changeling who wants to go to film school and raise tattoos. But hey, that's who I am, you know? I'm really glad you want to go to the prom with me. Now, don't go changing your mind or anything. But you know what scares me, Gar? I'm really afraid of all those old farts coming back en masse to their 25th reunion to look at the glory days of the prom. Anyone who isn't dead or broke or a total reject. I don't want it, Gar. I don't want to be one of those jerks smiling and waving and holding snapshots of big families and big cars and big houses. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do anything so ordinary, so bourgeois. Please.
Please choose a delivery status for your message. To cancel message, message canceled.
Hold it. Wait a second. Don't knock yet.
Where'd you go, Gar? You knew we were coming to the main building. Come on, we're late. Let's go in. We still have to get to the gym building for the prom.
Hey, it's not the chess club alternate prom party without us.
Hot damn.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Huh? I got the Doritos.
No, this.
What? In the box? You got me a corsage?
Well, no. It's a red carnation. Hold still. There.
Well, it sort of goes with my vampire color scheme.
Hey! There you two are!
Hey, Net Girl.
Those the Doritos?
Hi, Jean-Luc.
Beets and corn chips. An idea whose time hasn't come. Cool. I'll put them on the table.
God, you both look great! I love the tux! Woohoo! could be Fred and Ginger.
Yeah, the Transylvanian dance team. Make it so.
Uh-huh, what's wrong with Jean-Luc?
Wrong? Nothing. I'm brilliant. I'm going bald at 17. I like to write philosophical essays in Klingon. What could be wrong?
No, I mean, do I have some gunk caught between my teeth? What are you staring at?
Let me gaze a little closer.
No, Jean-Luc, you're looking at me like... Oh. Oh, I see. Oh, great.
Let me lay before your feet an extemporaneous poem I will compose in Middle Klingon. Your vampirosity inspires me.
Oh, God, does this mean I'm now the sex goddess of the pathetic loser crowd?
Come on, we gotta go. Hey, we'll be back after the dance, assuming we're not hospitalized or murdered or anything.
Then we best quit our collective dentition, leap in our onload means of transportation, and rocket to the school gym.
Is that your homeroom teacher?
Where?
The gargoyle, standing guard at the front door.
Oh, yeah. She hates my guts. It's mutual. Good evening, Mrs. Trout. I think you know my escort, Gar.
I couldn't believe it when I heard you were coming.
Thank you, Mrs. Trout.
Look at you. I should have known you'd pull something like this.
It's my best dress, ma'am.
Would you like to dance with me later, Mrs. Trout?
Let's not push it, Gar. Come on.
May I have your tickets, please?
I have them. Yeah, I've someplace. Wait, I've got them someplace.
Come on, Gar. Let's go back to the chess club. 8 people, 7 computers, 2 jugs of screw top wine, and a lot of Doritos. You know, Nirvana on an allowance.
Here they are.
Thank you. Go right in. Enjoy the prom.
So.
Yeah. I am incapable of utterance. Speechless. Tongueless.
The word that comes to my mind about this prom is bourgeois.
Depressing people sound so much better in French.
Well, since we're here, you want to, dance?
Sure. Know anything bourgeois?
Well, no. I guess I really don't know anything non-bourgeois either. I can't dance.
Yeah, you look like you'd be a little dangerous to my buddy. I can't dance either, Gar.
Well, let's stand by the wall over there.
Yeah, sure. Stand by the wall. We'll think of something.
I'm bored.
Maintaining stability against a stationary wall isn't all it's cracked up to be. What do you want to do till the dum-dums start showing up?
I don't know. Hey, let's exchange profound secrets. Tell me something I don't know.
Well, God, I tell you everything, Gar. You have access to most of my top secret files.
I think.
I know. I have one. Okay. Sometimes I have stuff on my mind. You know, like I can't say it to anybody else. Not my mom or the chess club or anybody. I get sort of honesty impaired.
So?
So I call you up. If you answer, I hang up right away.
That's you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Gar. But if I get your answering machine, I kind of talk. Sort of like a weird dial-in diary. When I'm done, I cancel the message. It's kind of like you hear what I have to say, but you have it erased from your cerebellum before you can think about it. Ugh, I'm a jerk. You? Come on. Your turn. It was your idea. Tell me one of your state secrets.
All right. On my answering machine, the cancel feature doesn't work.
What?
It doesn't cancel messages. All the incoming calls get recorded. That's why my dad gave me the machine.
You heard all my... You listened to my diary?
No, wait a minute. You left it on my answering machine. Oh, look. The time travelers. Dum-dums, they're starting to appear. Look.
No.
Come on, don't be crabby. I'll keep your secrets.
You will? Really?
Uh-huh.
Where is he?
Over there. Ladies and gentlemen, the sight before me at the prom tonight is truly mind-boggling. Over there in the corner of the gym stands the same Neanderthal jock who was featured in our recent expose on spicy foods. He apparently is having to relate to a time traveler that is none other than himself at the age of 43.
He never thought he was going to get that old. And the dum-dum thinks he still looks buff and cool. Doesn't he know he's just ancient? Embarrassing.
The time travelers over there, look what they're holding up. Those little signs and all those pictures. All the stuff they've accumulated. Families, mansions, and I guess those are expensive cars.
Ugh, I can't imagine anything worse than knowing where you're going to live, how many kids you'll have. It's like trying to read an Agatha Christie when you've already snuck a look at the last chapter. Right, Gar? Gar? What are you looking for?
Nothing.
Oh, I know. You hope maybe you show up, too. With your Nobel around your neck, maybe a physics groupie on each arm. It could happen. Sooner or later, you'll have to grow into your face.
Please, quiet down, everyone.
Aw, come on, just when we were having fun. Who does he think he is, class president?
He is class president.
What?
I'm sure all of you are enjoying your look into the future.
Yeah, look at his future. A red nose, a car dealership. And is that a second wife or his daughter? She's almost wearing that halter top.
Now it's time to announce the prom king and queen.
Now this is going to be bourgeois.
They're standing right here next to the stage.
He's pointing at us.
Oh, hell, no way I'm going up there.
Come on up to the microphone. Put on your crowns.
Hey, stop pushing. I'm not going. Oh, you don't have to push me, Mrs. Trout.
Your future self hasn't appeared yet, has she?
Hell no. Think I'd want to relive this boring and now humiliating piece of shit night?
Get yourself until the end of school for swearing, dearie.
Great. Now both of you face your loyal subjects. I now crown you king of the...
Now! Do it now!
Watch out, Pies! Excuse me, Mrs. Trout.
Let go of me!
What? Detention hell. Now it's going to be suspension.
Where are my glasses?
Where? You're all infantile.
Are you okay, Gar? I'll look for your glasses.
You're all unoriginal. Boring, hopelessly conventional bourgeoisie.
Yeah.
What did he say?
I don't know. But if that four-eyed techno nerd is against it, I'm for it.
And it's really all just jealousy. Because I'm leaving this hick town and you'll all stay. Just live and die here and no one will ever remember you. But I'm going to be important.
Yeah. America's most wanted door.
Good one. Who writes your jokes, Flipper?
I'm going to contribute to human knowledge, and you'll just contribute to your own IRAs.
Hey, Gar, quit while you're ahead, or until I can write you an effective retribution speech. Let's get out of here. Nobody wants us here. We could go to the...
And you'll only be remembered as the assholes who made fun of me. Like the ones who laughed at Darwin. Like the ones who suppressed Galileo.
God, there are future people popping up everywhere. The room's doubled.
And like the ones who sneered at Robert Fulton.
God, they're looking at you, God. All the dum-dums are looking at you.
Thank you.
I'm not in. You know what to do.
Hi, Gar. I'm a little out of breath. I kind of, you know, pushed my way out of the gym. You didn't look like you needed me, Gar. Glasses or not, you were basking in the attention of the future's intelligentsia. They were trying to make fun of us, Gar. And now they'll be famous. As the village of short-sighted idiots, they'll all be spending the rest of their lives as the laughingstocks of history trying to live it down. Oh, yeah. I even caught sight of you. A grown-up Gar. The tenured professor. Note. You did grow into your face. And yes, there are Nobel groupies. Gotta go now. I'm in the parking lot. I'm breathing in relatively fresh air, leaning against yet another wall, probably bumming a ride to the chess club party. Or walking. Bye, Gar. Oh, yeah. Thanks for the carnation. I thought maybe you wanted to go to the prom because of me. But it's okay. Really, it's okay. You had other stuff more important than me. Hey, my own cozy footnote in history is assured, as your vampire prom date. Oh, hey, Gar. Now it's my turn. A dum-dum just showed up. Oh, it's me. I knew this had to happen. Now she's backing up into the parking lot light. I guess so I can see her better. Crow's feet. Middle-aged spread. I'm apparently doomed to another quarter century of bad hair days. And no fashion sense. You know, Gar? I kinda like her grin. Still sort of, sardonic, know what I mean? Now she's... Wait, what is she holding up? Oh, no, come on, not pictures. No, it's an index card. Excuse me, if you can hear me, can you hold it up a little higher, please? Hey, Gar, my handwriting doesn't seem to have improved either. It hasn't been dull. My 30 seconds are up, and there I go. It hasn't been dull. It hasn't been dull. Cool. I can live with that.
Please choose a delivery status for your message. To cancel message, press 1. To save message, press 2. To save your message with priority, press 3. Message saved with priority.